Hey, what's up, guys? Today we're going to be talking about drinking coffee or caffeine before you do a watch service. So we have a friend from a watchmaking school that is about to do his first bench test outside of graduation, and he has answered in the sense that he wants to know if drinking coffee before a bench test is smart. Okay, so this is a quick answer today. It depends, honestly. So here's what I would recommend. If you're still in school and you're about to be graduating soon, try drinking coffee before you work on a watch, or try drinking try taking caffeine before you do watches. Me personally, when I first started watchmaking and when I first did my first bench test, no one really told me not to drink coffee, and I was a very avid coffee drinker. The problem occurred when I was doing my first bench test. You have to also remember that it is your first bench test, so you're going to be nervous. You're going to be, there's a lot of emotions going around. It's not a school environment. It's different, and you're in a different environment. There are things that are not, there are variables that you don't know either. So when you add coffee into the mix, that might actually make you even more nervous than you should be. So for a lot of people, when they drink coffee, I'm not gonna say a lot of people, but it depends on if you're, you know, how tolerant you are to stimulants. So if you drink coffee and your hands don't shake and you're fine, then try it out. I don't see why coffee could be a bad thing. Now, if you drink coffee and your hands shake like a mofo, okay, then maybe you should not drink that coffee prior to a bench test. What I would recommend for you to try out is to drink coffee and then try work on a watch. If you feel fine and if you feel your hands don't shake and everything just seems normal, what the great things about coffee and caffeine is that it actually gives you that clarity and focus in mind when you're working on a watch. So you might be operating at a higher level. You might be more efficient, effective, and you also might be able to get the watch done faster, in the sense that you know your output and your quality of work is higher. So that is a good thing. Now, if your hands shake, I would not recommend drinking coffee. The problem with handshaking is that when you work on hairspring work or whatnot, sometimes the, you know, shaking hands, even when it comes to oiling, can present a huge issue. One of the common problems for a lot of beginner students is cleanliness and nervousness when they come out of watchmaking school, believe it or not. Okay, sometimes when they're doing their first bench test, because they're so nervous, they're so preoccupied with everything that's unknown, it's not the same environment that they're used to in the school. Some bench tests will give you only about, you know, several hours, as opposed to you in school where you have almost the whole day, and it depends, honestly. So long story short, if you drink coffee and your hands don't shake, you're golden. Try it out. If you drink coffee and your hands shake, maybe it's best to avoid that. Maybe tea would work, maybe in the sense where there's less caffeine in tea. And it just depends. Maybe you drink coffee and it's fine. Maybe it's just the dosages of coffee that you're drinking. Maybe the coffee you're drinking is too strong. So maybe if you do need that coffee, go for something that has less caffeine. Hopefully this helps, and hopefully this answers your question. I know it's very nerve-wracking for a lot of you guys right now. A lot of you watchmaking students are actually graduating, I know, and I've gotten an influx of messages online as well. And I know it's really nervous for you. It's really nerve-wracking for you guys right now, since you guys are all probably looking for jobs at this point. And getting the job is easy. It's just a bench test, and it's the interview that probably gets a lot of people. But look, go in there, be calm, be confident, trust in your abilities, and look, at the end of the day, you need to be relaxed. If you go to a bench test and you're too nervous, it's going to show in your work. And the last thing you want is to do a bench test where your fullest potential isn't really shown throughout your bench test. Most times people will judge you just on that bench test. So it could be very subjective, in the sense that it's black and white. They don't really care about your personality or whatnot. They just want to know if you can do the work. So if coffee helps, take it. If not, don't take it. You know, last thing you want is jittery hands. Hopefully this clarifies my take on it. I know I've been getting a great deal of messages from you guys about a lot of watching graduate student questions in that sense. So having said all that, if help you guys have a wonderful week, and take care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.